From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
If Trump decertifies the agreement, the move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to reimpose some or all of the economic sanctions that have been lifted as part of that agreement. Las Vegas police say they have still no motive of the shooter who killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more at an outside country music concert earlier this week. In a news conference Friday afternoon, Under Sheriff Kevin McMahill told reporters police are still searching for clues to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino.
We all want answers. We have looked at everything, literally, to include the suspect's personal life, any political affiliation, his social behaviors, economic situation, and any particular or potential radicalization that so many have claimed.
McMahill said police have no indication anyone else was in the hotel room while Paddock was firing. He said police examined all video footage available and compiled a timeline of Paddock's actions leading up to the shooting Sunday evening. Follow Voice of America on social media platforms for more. This is VOA News. Aid agencies warn the mass exodus is not over of Rohingyas from Myanmar, which has seen more than a half million refugees flee into neighboring Bangladesh since August 25th. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports an estimated 2,000 Rohingya refugees are arriving daily at Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. The agency says as many as 100,000 more people may be waiting to cross from North Rakhine State. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock has just returned from a visit to Cox's Bazar. He calls this the fastest-growing refugee crisis in the world and one of the most heartrending.
I sat down with 24 women who had also fled, and they told me their stories of being forced to watch while their husbands, their fathers, their young sons were killed in front of their eyes.
He notes the origin of the Rohingya crisis is in Myanmar, and the solutions also must be in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Police fired tear gas on Friday at opposition protesters in Kenya's capital who were demanding that the officials involved in August's canceled presidential election be sacked. Crowds had gathered in Nairobi, port of Mombasa and Kisumu, the western stronghold of the opposition, for the second time this week. President Uhuru Kenyatta, who officially won by 1.4 million votes, only to have his victory annulled, had accused the Supreme Court of bringing the country close to judicial chaos. Spain apologized for a violent police crackdown on Catalonia's independence referendum in a conciliatory gesture amid the nation's worst political crisis since it became a democracy four decades ago. David Doyle reports.
Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has offered all-party talks to find a solution that could open the door for greater Catalan autonomy. But Rajoy has ruled out a move towards independence or any international mediation on the issue. And that means tensions are likely to linger. Lawmakers from within Rajoy's own ruling party say he's even considering the dramatic step of invoking Article 155 in the Spanish Constitution. That would strip Catalonia of its autonomous status and place it under the direct rule of Madrid.
That's reporter David Doyle. The next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come within a few days, according to U.S. government and outside analysis. October 9th marks the anniversary of North Korea's first nuclear test in 2006. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.